All right, so ready to ditch the gondolas and the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Sounds good to me.
We're doing something different today, a deep dive into student life.
Student life. Oh, you mean like Animal House?
Not exactly. Think less toga party and more like, a high-tech, highly selective Italian residence hall.
Okay, now you've got my attention.
Yeah, we're talking about Poggio Levante in Bari, Italy.
Poggio. Okay, I'm gonna need some help with that pronunciation.
You and me both. But hey, we've got photos, website info, even some news and events from the place. Let's see what we can figure out.
All right, let's dive in. First impression, their website is a lot more, well, sophisticated than what I remember from my college dorm days.
Right. And they're not calling it a dorm either. It's a Collegio Universitario di Merito.
Okay, so right off the bat, fancy name. What's
Yeah.
that about?
Well, merito translates to merit. So apparently, it's not just about who applies first, they're looking for high-achieving students.
Makes sense. And I see they're run by this group, IPE, which also manages similar places in Naples, so it's like a whole network of these residences.
Yeah, and they really emphasize this formazione complementare idea.
Complementary training.
Oh,
Okay,
excuse
so
me.
what you're saying is it's not just about academics.
Yeah.
They want to develop like the whole student.
That seems to be the gist, yeah. But what does that actually look like day to day?
Let's see. Well, their website mentions single rooms, laundry service.
Standard dorm stuff.
Sure, but then it's like they went down a checklist of every student's dream: sports facilities, a library, even their own labs.
Hold on, labs. In the dorm building.
That's what it sounds like. And get this, they have their own garden too.
All right, so maybe less like a dorm and more like a mini campus.
Yeah, something like that. And on top of all the facilities, they offer soft skills training, new technology workshops, tutoring. They're not messing around when it comes to academic support.
It's like they're really invested in these students' success.
Right. It's not just about getting them in the door, it's about giving them the tools to excel.
And speaking of tools, have you seen this ACIRID program they've got?
Oh, yeah. That's where things get really interesting.
They're doing stuff with Arduino, the Cyber Challenge Puglia. They even mention sending students to Google's European headquarters.
Talk about a line on your resume. This ICIRID program seems to be all about tech and innovation, connecting students directly with industry leaders.
It's like stepping out of the classroom and into Silicon Valley. But, with better food.
Speaking of which, have you seen the photos from those BBQs they have?
Yeah, and those trips to Gallipoli.
It's not all work and no play at Poggio Levante.
Definitely not. They even had a whole San Remo song contest night, whatever that is.
Sounds fun though, right?
Totally. But they seem to understand that a well-rounded experience also needs that social side, those opportunities to connect and de-stress.
Absolutely. It's about fostering personal development and building relationships, not just academic achievement.
Okay, so we've established that Poggio Levante is doing something different. But what is it about their approach that really sets them apart? We'll unpack that right after this. So we've established that Poggio Levante is doing something different. But what is it about their approach that really sets them apart?
Well, for one, they're not just some fly-by-night operation.
Oh, yeah. What makes you say that?
They're the unico collegio maschile di merito in Puglia, accreditato dal Ministero dell'Università e della Ricerca.
Okay, time out. Translation, please.
Basically, they're the only all-male merit-based college in the Puglia region, officially accredited by the Italian Ministry of Education.
Wow, so they're the real deal, officially recognized and everything.
Exactly. But here's the thing. They're also embracing cutting-edge tech, sending students to Google. It's an interesting mix.
Right, like they've got one foot in tradition, one foot in the future.
And I think that's what makes them so unique. They appeal to students who value a strong academic foundation, but who also want to be on the cutting edge.
And it's not just a narrow focus either, right? They had on our website Informatica, Ingegneria, Altri Corsi di Laurea, Conservatorio e Accademia, Computer Science, Engineering, other degree programs. They even mentioned the Conservatory and Academy.
Yeah, that really struck me too. That's a pretty diverse range of fields.
So it's not just about churning out like computer programmers, they're cultivating this mix of disciplines.
Exactly. And that ties back into their whole formazione complementare thing.
Yeah.
Imagine the kind of cross-pollination of ideas you'd get with students from all those different backgrounds living and learning together.
That's a good point. It's like a microcosm of the real world where you need to be able to collaborate and understand different perspectives.
Right. And it's not just limited to Italy either. They've got this whole international element with the Erasmus program.
Oh, right. Erasmus. That's that student exchange program, right?
Yep. Students from other European countries can study at Poggio Levante for a semester or a year.
Okay, so now you're adding in cultural exchange on top of everything else.
Exactly. It's about expanding horizons, pushing boundaries, and, maybe enjoying some of those legendary Italian BBQs with people from all over the world.
Those BBQs did look amazing. And speaking of which, I noticed they really emphasize the community aspect too. They even have a Festa delle Famiglie, a family festival.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's like they're saying this isn't just a place to study, it's a place to belong.
I like that. It makes sense, especially for students who are living away from home for the first time. That sense of community can make a big difference.
All right, we've covered a lot of ground. Rigorous academics, cutting-edge tech, that whole international vibe with Erasmus. And of course, who could forget those BBQs? But what's the takeaway here? What makes Poggio Levante truly unique?
Honestly, I think it's the way they've brought all these different elements together. They're not just checking boxes. They've created this whole ecosystem, this immersive experience that's all geared towards their formazione complementare philosophy.
Right, that idea of developing the whole student, not just filling their heads with facts, but really preparing them for the real world.
Exactly. And they're doing it in a way that feels very deliberate, very intentional, like they've really thought about what a 21st century education should look like.
Yeah, it's like they've cracked the code, you know? Blending tradition and innovation, academics and real-world experience, individual growth and community.
It definitely makes you think. Like, what if more universities took this kind of approach? What if this wasn't just some hidden gem in Italy, but a model for education everywhere?
It's definitely a thought-provoking model. And hey, you never know, maybe this deep dive will inspire someone listening to seek out something similar, closer to home, or even to create something new, something equally amazing. Because Poggio Levante shows us that when it comes to education, the possibilities are endless.